Susan Wise Bauer's book is entitled The Art of the Public Grovel, in which she talks about some politicians who survived sex scandals and some who did not.
It is deeply symbolic when a politician breaks an oath to his wife. He swears an oath to his wife. He has sworn an oath to us. If he breaks his oath to his wife, he may break his oath to us. So I think that's a very reasonable concern for voters to have when they see a politician in this kind of situation.
Bauer notes some public figures have survived scandal, some have not. As for Sanford,
he might. I mean, I think the best thing for him to do would be to make it very clear that he's broken the affair off, make very clear that whatever public funds were used in his pursuit of this affair will be repaid in full with interest, and reconcile with his wife. Second best would be for him to, you know, if he is indeed going to not reconcile with his wife, for him to be extremely upfront and extremely honest. The only other thing that can reassure us that he's trustworthy is complete and open honesty.
She says Americans can be forgiving, and she cites the case of Republican Louisiana Senator David Vitter, who was caught with high-class call girls.
The first is the speed with which he owned up to it. He was confessing almost before the news media got a hold of it. He almost beats him to the punch. And so the voting public, I think, saw him as someone who had made, yes, a very bad mistake and done a very bad thing, but was owning up to it. He didn't try to excuse it. He didn't try to walk around it. He gave an appearance of total transparency.
She says it was harder for supporters to forgive North Carolina Senator John Edwards.
John Edwards displayed the one quality that we can't forgive, and that is arrogance. He refused to be accountable to the voters. We need him to remember that he's still one of us. Edwards very clearly said to the American public, this is between me and my wife, and I am not accountable to any of you.
Time magazine's current list of top 10 transgressors include Sanford, Vitter, and Edwards, along with Gary Hart, Barney Frank, John Ensign, Larry Craig, Kwame Kilpatrick, Elliot Spitzer, and Bill Clinton.
Not because he did such a great job of being transparent, because when you look at what he actually said, he's a very, very careful man in what he actually admitted to. But every time the American public expressed that it was unhappy with the level of groveling that he had done, he came back and groveled a little more. He began by saying, you know, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. And he ended up at this, you know, enormous prayer breakfast speech, quoting from Psalm 51 and saying that I have sinned and, you know, asking for forgiveness. That responsiveness to the public demand for confession reassured us that he was listening, that he was accountable. And again, that is the central issue. Is this man accountable to us? If he responds to our demands for confession with confession, that in itself is reassuring. And that's what Clinton did so well. He was a master at reading the public opinion and showing himself to be responsive to it.
Susan Wise Bauer's book is The Art of the Public Grovel. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.